Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that
listen,
you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So,
in Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. Hey, buddy, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark and Dan. Joining you a little earlier, because here shortly I get to fill in for the great Bill Hemmer with my colleague Julian Turner.
You killed it yesterday, buddy. It was a great show. I watched you yesterday. Fantastic.
Thank you. And I'm excited. I didn't break it or screw it up, so I guess they're going to let me come back again today for one more day.
And
We've got so much good stuff to talk about, but one of the things that I love, that soundbite you just played of Crockett, and of course her interview on CNN. After that interview, Lee Zeldin, Administrator Zeldin, reposted a clip of that saying, "When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging."
Thank you.
He notes the FEC report Crockett referenced on the House floor clearly states that Jeffrey Epstein, who donated to his campaign, was a physician, and the donation date was after the sex offender was dead.
Wow. Oh. I mean,
pesky facts.
And for her being an attorney, To try to pull that off on the floor, knowing full well that, you know, if there was anybody watching C-SPAN the day she said it, they just probably bought it hook, line, and sinker. Well, imagine that. Lee Zeldin's had his name tarnished now by taking money from Jeffrey Epstein. Oops, I'm sorry, minus the small fact that it wasn't the same Jeffrey Epstein.
But she never said it was the same Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, it's an interesting kerfuffle, if you will, in the sense that, you know, Crockett has become this rising star in the Democrat Party because she's pretty good at fighting back. And that's, of course, what, you know, the Democrat Party, at least in the last poll, no one knew who the leader was. But there are a few out there that are fighting just tooth and nail, sort of at every turn, to try and create this momentum. The Democrats are fighting back. You see it in Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom. And now you see it in Crockett on Capitol Hill. But this is one of those ones where literally for the life of me, I can't understand why she wouldn't sort of, you know, downplay it and sort of, you know, off ramp. Abort the line because it undermines her credibility.
Yeah, CNN was giving her a path out just to say, oh, I'm really sorry. It was a staff oversight. We didn't have time to do the full research. End of it. But say I'm sorry, you know, but she can't even do it. Not humble enough to say that she had made a horrific mistake. How would you like to be that doctor? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Talking about it. And, you know, Meghan McCain was attacking it, too, yesterday on Twitter. And look, she has made a gaffe that she could have quickly off-ramped in the early stages. She has created her own disaster. And she keeps pouring gasoline on her own dumpster fire, which is really, I guess, at best, interesting to watch, and at worst, sad to see that, you know, as the Democrat looks for leaders to rise, that sort of fact-based integrity isn't apparently one of those ones here.
Yeah. You know, Griff Jenkins joined us this morning a little earlier than normal because he's up in D.C. where he's going to be filling in for Bill Hemmer. Just side note here, I went to college with Hemmer. And I used to drive him to school when it was raining. Like I remember picking him up at his fraternity and driving him because we had to do a newscast that morning, a practice newscast, and it was raining, and he asked me for a ride. So I've known Hemmer for a long time.
I love it. And such a great guy. I am going to remind him of this in person the next time I see him.
When Fox News was celebrating its 10th anniversary, I'll never forget, they did a tour around the country, and they came here and they broadcast from Keener Plaza here in downtown St. Louis. And Hemmer was here. And I was still working in local news at the time, and I remember going up there and spending a little bit of time with him and catching up with him, but it's probably been that long since I've seen him, so it's been a few minutes for sure. Hey, I have a question. Today isn't today the funeral for Dick Cheney?
Yeah, in Washington,
yeah.
And you will see former President George W. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush, I'm sure, in tow, and we'll see. I think that's going to get started here shortly. And look, there is going to be much notation of the fact that President Trump is not going to go. And, you know, the blood was bad there between the Bush and Cheney, and particularly Cheney and Trump, basically because of Liz Cheney's sort of political career. And, you know, it's one of those days where the former vice president will be greatly honored at the National Cathedral, and I'm sure Fox News will cover some of it. I'm not sure if we're going to get much of it other than some arrivals in our 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern window, but we'll certainly be making note of it. And, you know, I remember I got to interview and meet Dick Cheney a number of times. And say what you will about him, he certainly is going to remain in the history books as one of the most powerful vice presidents ever.
Without question. And the influence he had in the Bush administration completely. Remember George W. Bush assigned him to help him find a vice presidential candidate? And at the end of the day, they just realized it could be nobody other than Dick Cheney.
Yeah, Dick Cheney led the search for a VP, and then finally he said, you know what, I'll just do it.
Right. No kidding.
But you know, it is fascinating. I mean, there is, you can draw, while their politics are quite different, and there's no doubt that President Donald Trump and the MAGA movement have completely changed the makeup of the Republican Party today from the Bush era years, you do see just how powerful J.D. Vance has become as vice president. And you put your word on it, Mark, influence, right?
Yes.
When Vance made that trip over to the Munich Security Conference in February, right after the administration took over, and basically put Europe on notice that this, you know, crackdown on free speech crap is going to end, otherwise you're going to basically fail to exist as European countries. That was telling us, look, this is going to be a powerful vice president with a possible real future. Now, Dick Cheney obviously was never going to run for for the presidency, but yet at the same time, you are seeing a vice president that is quite influential and powerful.
Well, true. This week, Trump's racking up more victories, especially on the economic front. Saudi Arabia now $1 trillion investment into the U.S. economy. What is he now? Over $17 trillion of new investment in America. It's kind of remarkable. But boy, he didn't take long or didn't back off the Jerome Powell attacks. Last night, he pretty much laid it on, saying he wants Jerome Powell out, said he may have to fire him. How far is this going to go?
Well, that is one great question, Dan, because look, let's look at everything laid out there. We have our first guest this morning on America's Newsroom is going to be Maria Bartiromo to kind of parse this for us, because we're about to get in about 15 minutes this long-awaited jobs report, and it comes after the 43-day government shutdown. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering, will it affect whether or not we're going to have another rate cut in December? So this is the last report that we'll have that frequently influences whether or not there are rate cuts. And the last rate cut that we got, that quarter point that just happened with the Fed, there was only two that objected. One of the two governors that objected because he wanted a half a point. He wanted a bigger one.
Right.
So it seemed almost unanimous that we were headed for an early December additional rate cut. Now it looks like it's anybody's guess. We don't know where we are.
That guy. Hey, Griff, good luck today. Not that you need it, working alongside the lovely and talented Jillian Turner.
She is the best and my neighbor. We live across the street from each other, full disclosure.
Wow.
So that's why people are like, you guys get along really well. I'm like, that's because we see each other
neighbors.
Every day.
Yeah, awesome.
You know, is that subdivision Fox Crossing? What is it?
Exactly.
It's in Georgetown.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's what we should call it. I'm going to interview the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons, today, and I want to lean into him, not just what's happening in Charlotte, but I want to ask him what he hopes the president tells Mom Donnie when he comes there, because remember, Mom Donnie said no ICE in New York.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling Director Lyons is going to have a different view on that.
I'll bet. Griff, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Sounds great, guys.
Awesome. All right. Have a great weekend.
See you now. Yeah, Griff.
Good guy.
Awesome.
I love Griff.
Guy. He's so down to earth. Same guy in person that you see on TV. He's just fantastic. All right, quick break here. At bottom of the hour, we're going to get to County Councilman Dennis Hancock. Of course, he's running for county executive. But yesterday, Dan and I were talking about the property tax freeze for seniors and schools complaining about how much it's going to cost them. We're going to kick that around with Dennis here at 7:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
35, stay tuned. All right, so we spent the commercial break talking about Griff Jenkins and different Fox News people and all that. And I'll tell you a little more of this story, Dan, about Bill Hemmer. Of course, he's a Cincinnati boy. He grew up in Cincinnati, went to Miami of Ohio, where I graduated from. And we were in the communications school together there. And both graduated in 1987 from Miami of Ohio. And Hemmer, everybody in the class was jealous of him. Everybody in our broadcasting program was jealous of him because he was just a natural.
It came easy.
It just came easy to him being in front of the camera. At first he was a sports reporter. In fact, his first job was on Channel 9 in Cincinnati. So all the rest of us dispersed from Miami University. We're sending out tapes to the smallest markets in America, begging for a TV job somewhere. I land in Zanesville, Ohio, which is market 211, I think it was. And Hemmer marches out of, he'd done an internship at Channel 9. His dad was an attorney somewhere in Cincinnati. And he gets his first on-air job as a sports reporter at Channel 9 in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God!
Like the 30th. The number 29 or 30th market in the country.
Yeah, I was.
Rest of us are in market 210.
I was in 210, actually, which is North Platte, Nebraska.
Okay, there you go.
It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. It's like, it is no man's land. I did meet my wife there. That's a good thing that came out of North Platte.
Wow. Yeah. So I went to Zanesville, Ohio, and I worked for a AM-FM-TV combination. So it was called WHIZ. Now, stands for, when they put it on the air in the 50s, we're here in Zanesville because they wanted people to know where the tower was located.
Okay.
So we're here in Zanesville. Problem was, they put that on the side of the cars, and they called them whiz cams. So everybody wanted to know if we were taking a whiz everywhere we went, right? That was the standing joke.
Oh, station called Whiz.
Tiny little a TV station.
Take
but
Whiz with you.
That's where I first did. I first did some radio there because I would have to do cut-ins in the morning during the Today Show because they were an NBC station, and then I would have to run across the street. It was sort of like a compound, but the radio station and the TV station were in separate buildings. I'd have to run across the parking lot to the radio station and do news cut-ins during one of the morning news shows, one of the morning shows, and then run back across the street and do TV news cut-ins during the Today Show. So it was really like all hands on deck kind of stuff. I was there for 6 months, and like every day I was there, I was sending out resume tapes to other stations hoping to get a job somewhere else.
Yeah, I got a sportscasting job in KNOP in North Platte, Nebraska, and I get there the first weekend. They have a high school kid teaching me, training me on how to run the teleprompter.
Okay.
So here's the deal. You wrote, you shot, you edited. Then you'd submit the tapes. The only person in the building who ran the tapes was the director, but you had to run your own prompter. When I mean run your own prompter, you had to feed the paper in before your sportscast started and then go over and then run the control to move it forward.
Wow.
Because back then they didn't have electronic teleprompters. It was paper and a little camera that would shoot your script.
It shot straight down onto the script. So what you were seeing was a camera-generated photo of the script,
but you
in
did
front of you.
Every single job in a sportscast. And when you get to St. Louis, you know, it was like, what? I got a producer. What? I got editors. I got what? Photographers. Somebody's going to run my prompter for me. It was like heaven, you know, after working in a market like KNOP. But yeah, I mean, Hemmer started in Cincinnati. That's outrageous.
Yeah, right out of Miami.
Oh my god.
We were all so jealous of him. Like, a great guy, but we you're just so good at this. So then he works in Cincinnati for a while, gets hired by CNN to be a news anchor, then randomly decides at some point in his 20s he's just going to take a year off and travel the world.
Oh,
so
perfect.
He takes a year off, travels the world, and then comes back, and I think he went to Fox right after that. I can't remember.
Man.
Like, he was pretty young.
He is a natural. Everything comes so easy to him.
Yep. I'm just saying.
just saying. You still don't like the guy.
Dennis Hancock coming up. He's the 3rd District County Councilman right now. And, of course, he's running for county executive. We'll talk to him about the senior property tax freeze that Dan went sideways on yesterday on these school districts.
School's all whining.
We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Yesterday, near the end of the show, Dan and I were talking about the story that was in the Post-Disgrace where the schools were bellyaching about money that they would potentially lose because of the senior tax freeze. I don't know if when this all was first proposed, I was thinking to myself, well, now I'm just waiting until the people who benefit from your taxes going up automatically every year start to whine about the fact that they're going to lose some of this money. And as Dan and I were doing the math, all of the other people who didn't get property tax freezes are all going to pay more in taxes. So it's not a matter of losing money. It's a matter of not getting as much money as you might have otherwise is how it struck us. Have I summed up your argument pretty well there, Dan?
Yeah. If 70,000 people had their taxes froze and they say it was a $20 million quote unquote loss to the county, it's not a loss if you never had it. But that leaves 230,000 homeowners who did see their property tax increase.
Probably go up, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So if it went up by $20 million for 20% of the audience, doesn't the other 80% have the same tax increase? So the school district's still getting
more money, as these
property values and the process they use to do those assessments is going through the roof. I mean, people are seeing their taxes going up every single year by significant amounts.
County Councilman Dennis Hancock reached out yesterday because he heard part of that conversation we were having, and I've got him on the phone this morning. Of course, also candidate for county executive here in St. Louis County. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. Appreciate you having me on again, Mark.
Absolutely. I mean, as somebody who's not yet been able to take advantage of that that senior property tax freeze, I'm glad the county did it. What's your take on the schools complaining about this?
You know, when we first started looking at this a couple of years ago, I sat down and did the math and figured out that for every taxing jurisdiction in St. Louis County, there would be no loss of revenue. Nobody's going to be getting in less revenue this year than they did last year. It doesn't work that way. The seniors are still going to be paying the same exact amount of money they paid last year. Everybody else, as you guys just said, are going to be paying more. So I don't understand how that's a loss of revenue. You know, when I did the math, everybody got more year over year over year. So I don't see that as a valid argument. It just, the math just doesn't support that.
But there are other taxing districts or whatever who are there. I know the Municipal League was probably a little bit concerned about that. Whenever you talk about reducing the personal property tax or the elimination of that, I know they've talked about several times. There's a lot of pushback on funding like that.
Well, everybody's concerned about, you know, how much revenue are we going to lose and how much are we you know, what's going to be the long-term impact? And my argument from the beginning has been there's not any long-term impact. You're still getting the same revenue you're getting today, plus the incremental increases year over year. And so I think what I found interesting was I got a call yesterday from a reporter here in town asking me about, you know, there were four county council members who have signed up for the tax freeze. And what was, you know, not to imply that there was anything untoward by us doing that. And I said, just by saying it, you're implying we're doing something immoral, illegal, yeah. or whatever. And I said, we're four of 70,000 plus people who signed up for this program. It you know, I certainly didn't sit down 3 years ago and say, you know, we could need to come up with a program so that in 3 years I can save a couple of hundred bucks a year on my tax bill.
You're right. Thank you.
Well, and the one-sidedness of the reporting on this is what also irritates the crap out of me. Nobody asking the tough questions. For example, one of the reasons they gave why they need more tax money and why this hurts them so bad is because of declining enrollment. I said, what? Declining enrollment? You have fewer students, so you need more money? Walk me through that, you know, Dennis. I was like, that should be an argument why you might need less money.
Right, exactly. And the other thing is, you know, the Page administration was very quick last week to put out the information regarding how much the seniors that signed up for the program by district, how much money was
saved.
Frozen.
Yeah, yeah.
But what they haven't put out yet is how much money was received by those same taxing jurisdictions.
Right, right. From the other 230,000 homeowners who are paying the incremental increases, which we can't seem to get a handle on this assessment process because so many people are having to appeal because they're seeing, 10, 12, 18% increases for no reason. I mean, the market's not growing at that rate.
No, and I looked at my tax situation last year. If based on the average reassessment value of my home every 2 years, in 5 years, my house will be worth more than twice what I paid for it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
So Dennis, let's switch gears for a minute and talk about Sam Page and the budget. When I see this report that you're 70 or $80 million in the hole, and they're talking about cuts that had to be made. Where's Page been for the last 5 or 6 years?
I have no idea, Mark. It's the same conversation we have every year at this time. He keeps telling us, well, we can't cut our way to a balanced budget. Well, I don't know of any other way to do it.
Right.
With absent any new source of revenue, and I can pretty much guarantee you that if we put a use tax or any other tax measure on the April ballot, it is going to fail miserably, just like it's done the last two times we've done it. People just are not interested in paying more in taxes because the government can't manage their money.
Right. If you can grow to that kind of a deficit, you can shrink to that kind of deficit. Right. I mean, government has grown to make that deficit happen. So now you just got to pull it back.
Well, and now we're talking, we can't even talk about reducing things like the health clinics that the county operates. And by the way, that the St. Louis County is the only county in the state of Missouri that operates health clinics. There are urgent cares on every corner, but we have to be in that business too for some reason. Those types of things. Then you look at, what are we budgeted each year for departments? And what I've found is that on average, the departments over the last 5 years only spend about 90% of what they're budgeted.
Wow.
So if we just rolled back that 10% that they're not going to spend anyway, we're pretty close to being balanced.
Well, I think that's a refreshing look at it, and sounds like the kind of attitude we need in the county executive's office, to be quite frank with you. So what's this I hear about the possibility of the Northwest Plaza location to move the county offices? That has got to be much more realistic than building a new building, right?
Oh, I think so. And I actually voted no on that proposal the other night. It was kind of a protest on my part because, as you know, Mark, I've been asking for 3 years, what's the cost to get us just into compliance with the city of Clayton?
Yes.
And still don't have the number to that answer to that question. So I voted no on it just for that reason, just to send a message. And I'm not happy about the situation at all. We knew about this for 10 years and we haven't done anything to correct it. And so I think that, if we're going to relocate the people out of the building, the Northwest Plaza location, from what we've seen, is probably as good as any. The real estate prices being what they are, it's a reasonable amount of rent, and the bottom line price for it is going to probably be the best deal we were going to find in the market at this time.
Yeah, I would imagine.
When is Sam Page's first hearing, or when does his case begin down in Springfield?
My understanding is they have a trial date set for March.
Let's hope it's the beginning to the end. Let's hope.
No kidding. That's true. Dennis Hancock, always appreciate having you on. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Good luck, Dan.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, when I found out how much they wanted to spend on a new building, Page was all in for that. And I'm like, and Hancock says, hey, wait a minute.
I thought we were broke.
We haven't even figured out how much it would cost to fix the one we're in. I mean, it's a matter of not having proper fire protection, right, with sprinklers and all that. And they would have to retrofit the existing building, which clearly would be expensive, but not nearly as expensive as spending $600 million or however much it would have been on a new building. And so Dennis has been the one kind of pulling the reins back on this whole plan all along.
But why every time do I hear St. Anne and the Northwest Plaza development do I think of Steve Stenger going to prison? Those two just come together. Because remember, he accepted those crazy inflated rates for the few offices that are already there in exchange for campaign contributions or kickbacks or whatever. So, I mean, that area already has a little stigma to it with county government because there was so much fraud and overspending on that initial phase one when they moved, I think, 300 workers over there. Something like
remember
that.
This good old Stenger days when everybody in the county executive offices, everybody in the building was wearing a wire?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it seemed like. When I finally read the case against him, I'm like, wait a minute. He was wired up? Wait a minute.
Yeah, he was wired up.
Everybody was wearing a wire to catch Steve Stenger.
I got a call. I got a call from the FBI.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, because we were working with the Powerplex in Hazelwood. And oh, yeah, there definitely were shakedowns going on.
No question about it.
Yep.
All right. We're going to be back here with the Dan segment in just a minute. Still ahead, we got Cassie Smedley. Loved Cassie when she was with the RNC. And, of course, she's still out there. As a strategist, and now she's working with a different group. We're going to talk to her coming up. We're going to give away some Guns and Hoses tickets. We're going to talk to my friend Corey Malone from Air Comfort Service and all the good stuff he's been doing in the community. We're going to get to all that for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you still ahead?
But don't give a f***.
It is our Thankful Thursday edition, and I will apologize in advance to all of you who've been tuned in since the 5 o'clock hour because I'm going to do my gratitude diatribe all over again. You know, normally I scour the internet looking for people to express gratitude or share their viewpoints and people that I'm thankful for. But today I don't need to look any further than the 97.1 FM Talk family, this room, as well as all of you in the listening audience. The people who kind of welcomed me in 12 weeks ago. I can't believe it's been 12 weeks.
I can't either.
It flew by. It was a great time. But you let this old broadcaster dust off the rust and bring you the news and opinions each and every day, along with Mark Cox and this incredible show. And man, how time flies when we're having fun. Over the past 3 months, I have been honored to witness the passion and the conviction of the one Mark Cox. And those of you, I've had the privilege of knowing Mark now almost 30 years. And what most of you don't know in the 97.1 family is that the number of arrows that this guy has to take on almost a daily basis. The left can be evil. The left can be extremely hateful. And he stands between the left and the right and stands there strong in his beliefs. He's a true patriot and dedicated to his career.
He considers all of you his family. He loves his listeners, and it's just been an honor, Mark, to hang out with you in this studio for the last 3 months.
You know, but I feel the same way, Dan. Thank you for the kind words.
And Mark, you also don't live in a vacuum, do you, man? You have one of the best producers I've ever seen in radio, and Ethan Bright, and I've been around a lot of good ones. But Tricia and Steve and all the people who give you the freedom to come on this air every day and promote, you know, great conservative values. It's just been a remarkable family here. But the real heroes and the people who I think are most impressive in all of this is the listeners. To watch the comments flow in all morning long from the Facebook followers, and the way you not only love on us and wish us well when we separate shoulders diving for a ball or we fall into a duck blind and break our ribs.
Oh.
The audience has just been so kind, so compassionate, and we wouldn't have a station without you. And that also goes for the sponsors that Mark has and the loyalty they show, the air comforts and the Correll Roofing and the financial, the tax people and Michael's Flooring. And I mean, go right through them. Grasser, all the people you promote during your show. They're all people who don't do it just for the business. They do it because they too are patriots. They too know that without sponsors, you don't have talk radio. And this show and this station has survived and thrived because there's patriots out there in the business community willing to be sponsors. So just know it's been a remarkable honor. A good friend of mine, a guy by the name of Bob Murray, he was a weatherman and a radio talk show host up in Springfield when I was really early in my career. He told me, never look at talk radio as a job. He said, it's an opportunity every day to make friends and to make a difference. And he said, if you can just remember that through all the mud, through all the negotiations and all the stuff you'll deal with in your broadcasting career, if you just remember that it's about making friends and making a difference, you're going to have a great life in broadcasting. And I think this station and our listeners and our sponsors prove Bob right.
Oh, I do, too.
I consider everybody who welcomed me in at the 97.1 family as friends.
Well, we've loved having you, my friend. Thank you for the kind words. People are, I'm sure, going to miss having you on regularly. We are going to get to Dan. We're going to keep him involved, though. Don't you worry about that. Back in a few minutes, we'll give away some Guns N' Hoses tickets.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.